Thanks, man. Yes. Oh, God. Look at it raining now. It was just moments ago. It was gentle, but now, man, look at it coming down. Holy jeez. That's the thing about Mondays, you know? You just have to endure it, you know? You can bellyache, you can moan, but you got to endure it. That's why when I was driving into work this morning, feeling a little low, my belly grumbling from too many chili dogs, and I passed a couple of lawmen on Massachusetts Avenue. Their faces were grim. They were driving. They weren't looking right or left. They were just driving. Their bellies probably grumbling, full of donuts, you know, looking for Gaggin' Annie, unable to find her. You see, lawmen have to face Mondays, too, but at least lawmen have the ability to take it out on the world when they feel alive. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a bed and become a lawman. Well, it's Monday and you feel lousy. Another stinking shift. Another stinking day. But it's like a gift from heaven. There, passing you in his Volvo, is your ex-wife's attorney. The man that took you into the courtroom. The man that took all your possessions. The man that took your whole life and made you say, there he goes. See, you drop in behind the maggot. And you get right behind that Volvo. Just get right up on his tuchus. Make him nervous. Sure enough, he's so busy watching you in the rear view, he blows through a red light. That's when you hit your lights and siren, you pull him over. It's raining cats and dogs. So you grab your loudspeaker and you say, all right, you and the Volvo, get out of the car and come back here. You make him get out of that car in the driving rain. He's wearing an expensive suit, imported alligator shoes. And you say, bring your attaché case. You'll need something to write on. So he takes out his fabulous Georgetown leather designed leather case that he paid big bucks for. And he comes slumping back and stands there outside your window in a downpour. Just sitting there finishing your camel. Let him get good and soaking wet. Let him get totally soaked. And then you take your time filling out that ticket. You take your time slowly, painstakingly. And then you roll down the window and you go through a lengthy explanation of how it doesn't necessarily admit guilt to signing the ticket. It's just a promise that you will handle the disposition of the ticket. Meanwhile, the guy's turning blue. His lips are chattering. His teeth are chattering. And finally, he makes the big mistake. He sneezes in your face. And the mucosa drips down your chin as you bang him with the door as you get out and say, do you realize I can book you for assault on a police officer? I think I will. Right now, thousands of membranes, thousands of paramecium and mucosa is screaming through my system, attacking my vital organs. Get in there! And you throw him in the back seat of the squad car. When you get to the jail, you slam on the brakes so he bounces off the cage. And lies there saying, officer, I'm an attorney. My God, I'm used to a hectic schedule. I can't lie in jail. What the hell am I going to do? Well, as you peel him off that cage and take him inside, you say, if you get bored, just look in the mirror and play connect the dots with the bumps on your face. Take this guy, boys, and book him! Ah, man. Yeah, I needed that. Lord knows I needed that. It's 20 minutes after 7. The commander in charge of the early morning festivities.
Who's got
them? Hey, it's...